Nigeria is reeling from an appalling amount of violence. Maybe as many as 2,000 killed in the town of Baga, overrun by Boko Haram militants, 10-year-old girl suicide bombers. But as the BBC's Will Ross reports, finding the truth about what's happening isn't easy.
It starts as a vague one-liner. There's been an attack on Baga. Loud gunfire heard. This first bit of information often comes via social media. The challenge now is to find out the details, and there are plenty of obstacles in the way of getting to the truth. First up, there's been no mobile phone connection in Baga for many months. The jihadists apparently targeted the mobile phone transmitters there. There are, of course, the officials whose job it is to tell the world what's going on. Major General Chris Olokolade is a defence spokesman. Let's try. These days, the calls either get switched to busy or I get...
The Airtel number you dialed is not responding.
So we have nothing official. And then often, with help from colleagues from the BBC's Hausa service, the challenge is to get through to people who've witnessed the violence.
We find our way out. We rush down to Baga.
Success, a man who's made it to Maiduguri after 2 days walking through the bush. He gives a first-hand account of what he saw. Boko Haram gunmen storming the town and dead bodies all over the place. But every eyewitness we speak to is fleeing for their life. They're not hanging around Baga to check exactly what's happening, so it's hard to be sure we're getting facts. Then a local politician from the area weighs in and says many were shot and others died as they fled. Senator Maina Majilawan says he doesn't know how many have been killed, but he says most of the area he represents in the north of Borno State is in Boko Haram's hands.
About 70%. Yes, about 70%. Local governments like Kukawa.
4 days after the attack and there's still silence from the government and the military. Then some journalists managed to meet the chief of defence staff, Air Marshal Alex Bade. It's not an organised press conference, but a hurried exchange in a car park as he gets into his vehicle.
And what about the attack on the military base, sir? The attack on the military base in Baga?
Of course there was an attack.
Then what happened, sir?
Don't worry, we are at work.
Sir, can we take back Baga?
Why not?
Can Baga be retaken, he's asked there. Why not, he says, and then ducks into the car and is driven off. But this is the same top military official who told us a few months ago a ceasefire had been struck with Boko Haram, which turned out to be totally untrue. More eyewitnesses fleeing Baga are telling the BBC about hundreds of dead bodies on the streets of the town. Another local politician says 2,000 are dead, but he's not there to count them. Nobody is. It's far too dangerous, so it's hard to believe him as well. Meanwhile, in Paris, news breaks of initially 11 people being shot dead by gunmen. Within minutes, President François Hollande is speaking to the world's media.
This is an act of an exceptional barbarism.
It's now been 10 days since Baga was first attacked. There have also been several suicide bombings, but not a word from President Goodluck Jonathan, except for a statement condemning the Paris attacks. Nigeria's finance minister also appears keener to comment on events far away that have killed far less people. We are one with France in mourning, tweets Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala with the hashtag Je suis Charlie.
Day and night, we will apply ourselves to make sure that the end justifies the means.
The APC candidate General Muhammadu Buhari. The ruling party has also begun the inauguration of the presidential campaign team in Abuja today.
Local media follows every twist and turn of the presidential election campaign. That seems to be where the politicians are focused here as well. The government has now just put out a statement saying the number of people who lost their lives during the Baga attack has so far not exceeded about 150. But we may never know how many really died.
The BBC's Will Ross in Nigeria.